Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a really good camp. You know, it's hard to judge in a practice setting. Sometimes, you know, you can't hit the quarterback, you know what I mean? So quarterback may be holding the ball sometimes, try to get the guys open. So, you know, I think he's had a very consistent camp. He's a really good guy to coach, very smart player, good guy in the room. He's got everything you're looking for.
It's Bill O'Brien on Texans left tackle Matt Khalil.
Everything?
Not sure I really agree with what he just said, but let's hear from the man himself. As you hear the late Michael Jackson in the background singing Man in the Mirror, which is a classic. I don't think John Lopez just presented it as like that was something nobody's talking about.
I kind of called
him on that. During the break, you said, you know what? By the way, that is a good song.
I said, by the way, that is a really good song.
That is a really good song. That Man in the Mirror, you know. It's up there, you know. You know, imagine all the places the Beatles. A very, very good.
Good band.
Very good song. Very good song.
Nobody's talking about it.
This is Matt Khalil talking about how he's feeling. Because B.O.B. says he's been pretty good. Not sure that we agree with that, but this is what Matt Khalil himself has to say about his performance.
You know, I think it's just about proving to myself that I can do it. You know, all the stuff I've been through as far as injuries and struggling at some points with that. But, you know, I think I'm to the point where I'm feeling really good and get my confidence back. So, you know, it's a battle every day with the guy in the mirror. So that's what it comes down to.
Isn't it, though? Isn't it always a battle with the man in the mirror?
I don't know, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just don't. Like I said, I got the text when we first played that from a player who said that just does not sound like a guy that is enjoying himself,
mm-hmm.
that wants to be out there.
And he said he's not sure he wants that guy protecting his quarterback.
It doesn't seem like Matt Khalil is in the right place mentally or physically.
I think more so physically, and it's compounded itself mentally. We talked about it earlier. This guy's had it all his whole life. He's had it all, man. And right now, he doesn't know what he's doing out there sometimes. I'm not saying the guy's incompetent. He looks like he's overwhelmed sometimes. Maybe that's a better way to put it. We know what he's been, you know, in the past, and he knows what he's been in the past. It's just not there anymore. He can't dial it up. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I think it compounds itself mentally, because he's always been the biggest and the baddest from the time he was in middle school.
Well, it's been a while, though, in the NFL.
Well, he's had the last couple of years of injuries, but he's been, you know, trying to get back from that.
But he was bad in Minnesota on the back end. Like, he hasn't been
good in a long
time. I understand
that. No, you're right. You're 100% right. But I'm saying now he's got this new chance, new team. They gave him the left tackle position for an NFL team. That's one of the 32 most prestigious jobs you can get as a football player, and he's overwhelmed by it sometimes. And I think it's just getting in his head, and he's realizing he's not what he was. He's just not what he was.
What is your reaction when you hear Bill O'Brien say that Matt Khalil has had a pretty good, consistent camp?
I think it confirms that Khalil's a hell of a good dude, and O'Brien's just got his back a little bit. I wouldn't read anything more than that into O'Brien. When you're a really good dude, you know, and you're a really good team guy, as O'Brien, we've heard him say, you know, dozens of times, if not hundreds of times, when you work hard, you know, all that stuff. And I think Khalil is all that. I think that's what's most frustrating. I think he's busting his ass trying to get back into the league at this level. And that's what's making it so frustrating. But Bill O'Brien's not going to throw him under the bus, because I think he's a really good dude that Bill O'Brien likes, that everybody likes, good teammate, and busts his ass.
And that's good coaching. If that is the case, mm-hmm. I can see what you're saying mm-hmm. there. Because Bill O'Brien, I'm not sitting here saying he's somewhat of a loophole.
He's not lying just to lie.
He's somewhat of a loophole.
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien knows what the narrative is around town.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not saying he's obsessed with it, but he knows what the narrative is.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows what people think. And I think – you know, he knows that Matt Khalil is having a rough time, and he knows that everybody from me to you,
right,
we have to tell our listeners, shout out to all the loopholes, we have to tell you that Matt Khalil is struggling. It's not because we want him to, but he is struggling. So Bill O'Brien, I don't think he wants to go up there.
He's not going
to
throw him under the bus. He's not going to do like he did with Jalen Strong or Suofilo and just, you know, call him out publicly because he respects them. You know, he respects Khalil a lot more.
Yeah, he's not going to pile on a guy who could likely be cut after the season. Mm-hmm. So I can see that. And, I mean, if you just want to look at
preseason
early, I mean, he could be cut by Sunday, honestly. But if you look at – if you just look at how B.O.B. has handled, you know, guys – in the media this year, you had Deontay Foreman, where he began to call out Deontay Foreman, and you had Vincent Smith, which he didn't really call out. He just said Vincent Smith wasn't guaranteed the number four spot.
Yeah.
I think when those two guys were spoken about publicly and in the media, I think we were eating the cheese a little bit.
Yeah.
And we were saying Foreman could be the starting running back, and Foreman needs this. And he saw Deontay Foreman out there, and he wasn't doing everything he needed in practice. So he had to come out and criticize a guy like a Deontay Foreman.
Right.
It's not a lack of effort for Matt Khalil. Like we've talked about Clowney's work ethic and everything like that. Those guys are the two complete opposites. Because at this point,
in Bill O'Brien's eyes, perhaps more than any.
Jadeveon Clowney's a elite talent, suspect work ethic.
They've had the same path in terms of it's always been easy.
And Matt Khalil's different, except J.D. Clowney, he can just get it done. Matt Khalil, he's a hard worker, but he just can't really get it done right now. So I could see that. I like what you're saying there with Bill O'Brien maybe kind of trying to ease the burden of Matt Khalil. Mm-hmm. Andrew Locker, John Lopez live at NRG. What was your other biggest takeaways from Texans joint practices, because the struggles of Matt Khalil stuck out to me in the offensive line specifically. I think the secondary might be better than you think.
Do you want the bitter or the better?
I want the better.
You want the better first?
It's lunchtime, baby. We don't want no bitter.
The better was Will Fuller look like a badass.
He is a badass.
I mean, he just looked like a badass. They weren't doing complex defenses. It was pretty straightforward stuff. But they still were paying attention to DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, that's a basic defense in the NFL. Pay attention with your safety on DeAndre Hopkins. And Fuller made him pay big time. I think the other takeaway, Stephen Mitchell looking pretty dang good, man. He was out there running with some frontline players. He's a guy that you just have to watch. I thought he looked really good. I think Caron Higdon ran
best running back today,
absolutely, and that's not saying he's going to replace Lamar Miller. I'm just saying what they did today, Caron Higdon was the best running back on the field. Safeties were strong. Jahlil Adai had a breakup. Justin Reed, who we're going to hear from at 120, had an interception to end practice. I thought JJ
Gibson.
You know, we almost just take JJ for granted, so I want to mention him. He hasn't had a bad day.
I don't think we've even you're just so used to it. I don't even think you said JJ looked great out there.
Yeah. He hasn't had a bad day yet.
No.
At all.
No. He looks as good as he ever has.
Mm-hmm. Now you just got to stay healthy and play 16. But so the better is all that. I think the interior defensive line was pretty good against the run, too. Oh, wait, with the exception of one, like, 60-yard run. But, hey, you know, stuff happens.
He might have gotten tackled. You never know. Stuff happens. They're not really laying him out as much.
Now, the bitter. All right, we gave you the better. Let's give you the bitter.
Bitter beer face?
The bitter beer face.
Shout out to the Keystone commercial.
Aside from Matt Khalil, the offensive line was not great. You know, I thought Sharping got handled a couple of times. They all had their good reps, but I thought Sharping was handled and gave up a sack, what would have been a sack once. I think Zach Fulton was having trouble in the middle as well. I thought they gave up a couple of big plays at cornerback. I'm trying to think of who it was, and I can't place it right now. The offensive line was the main thing. Tight ends looked okay, but
Jordan Thomas looked good.
Thomas looked better than he has.
He looked good
in the past, in recent past. Bitter also, special teams kickoff coverage gave up two big runs.
I feel like Detroit was running 20 yards past the play.
No. There was one where the teapot started to percolate a little bit. He saw what was going to happen. Special teams kickoff coverage was a little bit of a dicey proposition today.
I'm not even going to give bitter stuff because I just talked to Justin Reed an hour ago.
And you feel good about
yourself.
And
I was actually influenced by him, unlike you, you grumpy SOB.
I gave you better.
My two good things, two more good things, Jordan Thomas mm-hmm. looked pretty good. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be a legit red zone threat.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
A legit red zone threat. They were going to him quite often in the red zone. And someone to watch on that defensive line that we don't talk about a lot, just got a new contract in the offseason. Nobody's talking about him except Wade Smith and me during practice. Angelo Blackson.
He had a batted ball.
Look out for Angelo mm-hmm. Blackson this year mm-hmm. on your Texans defensive line. I think Angelo Blackson is going to have a very good year. He got rewarded with the contract. I think that's someone to keep
an eye
on.
Wasn't that one of my predictions from the J.J. Watt Charity Classic, that Blackson was going to have a good year?
I think so. I think it was. I think he had a good thing. You watched him play softball and then made predictions.
I made very hasty predictions, yes.
I enjoyed the heck out of that. that might have been the best segment that we've done this year, maybe. We are live. We are inside the walls of NRG. It's actually quite lovely here. We got, you know, the field is out there. They're putting the mats
gorgeous.
Around. We're getting to see how they get this ready. We're looking right at the American flag, right at the Texans flag, right at the division championships. John Lopez has got his feet up. He's just kicked back, relaxed. It's very nice. There's going to be a game here on Saturday, and they are preparing for it. And we're going to give you a chance to attend that game with us coming up in about 15 minutes. Just listen for the cue to call, and you can kick it with us at the Sports Radio 610 Takeover in a suite with all your favorite hosts, as well as Lisa Ann. We've talked about the Texans, and there's reasons for pessimism. There's reasons for optimism. But the team that a lot of people think is going to win the division, the AFC South, the Indianapolis Colts, they got issues of their own. It's more of the same from last year. Is it deja vu? Or is Andrew Luck's career really in jeopardy? We'll get into that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.